Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we put each other to the test and then we put you, the listener, to the test. You're going to get a chance to win a copy of Pokemon X. I am your host. My name's Tony Miller. Joining me, as he does every week, we've got Shelby.
I was introduced after the prize. Man, it's like, that's where I rank in things. Like, hi, I'm Tony. Here's this inanimate object that doesn't even exist in physical space. Also, here's this other guy.
I introduced myself after the prize this week, though, too, Shelby.
Really? Did you?
I did.
Wow. Okay, I did. Well, I guess we both rank underneath an inanimate, inexistent object.
Pokemon's pretty important, man.
There are a lot of them, but I don't know.
I mean, it's got a creepy deer thing on the cover.
I don't have a creepy deer thing on cover.
But you're not going to get a cover if you win the prize, so...
I don't know what you're talking about anymore. I'm just saying I feel like I'm more important than the prize. Okay, that sounded self-centered. Let me rephrase that. I just mean to think that, you know... Okay, there's no way I can say it where I don't sound self-centered. Never mind, the deer is more important than me.
All right, well, like we've done the last couple of weeks, we're going to put each other to the test for the first two questions in each round, and then in each... The last question of each round, we're going to give to the listeners. And they're going to get their chance to put their trivia minds to the test. And you're going to, listeners out there, if you want your chance to win that copy of Pokemon X, send your answers to the following questions to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. Every correct answer that you get gives you a virtual entry into the hat. You've got till May 16th to get us all of your answers for every episode of the show this time. It's going to be good. Shelby,
all four episodes.
You ready to do some trivia?
Yeah, sure. Round one.
Round one is, as always, the music round, and you got to pick it this week. What do you got for us?
I picked it this week?
Mm-hmm.
I did pick it this week. Well, that kind of ruins my plan of thing. Anyway, the song category this week, I picked rolling music. And I'm going to be honest, before I picked these categories, I was playing Miku Flicko 2, as I've been known to do, and I was listening to one of my favorite Miku songs, Rolling Girl, and that's kind of why I picked these as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, there you go. All right, Tony, here comes your music selection right about now. Tony?
Yes, sir.
I feel like I should have mentioned before I played that song that these songs are all, as the category, you know, implies with rolling music, all games where you roll things, or things are rolling, so to
speak.
Where
you roll things, or things are rolling.
So with that in mind, Tony, can you please name the game from which that song whence came?
You have been pretty devious with the music this season, Shelby.
Have I?
Yeah, I don't know that I've gotten one yet, and I don't know that... I think that streak's going to continue.
I thought you got the first week.
Maybe I did. I don't know. But maybe, I don't last know. Week, I knew it, but I didn't know it.
Well, this one's straightforward. I'm not throwing any... I'm not rolling any curveballs your way. We'll put it that way.
But that doesn't sound familiar to me.
Well, it should.
It probably should. We usually do try to pick games that we've played.
Now, this is a game you've played a lot of.
Oh my goodness, what?
Like, a lot of.
Like, a lot of.
Yeah.
That's like gonna make it even more embarrassing when I don't get it right.
Like, me and you both have played a lot of this game, so...
You and I both have played a lot of this game.
Uh-huh. Thinking about it. I figured this one would be a little easier for you. I'm surprised.
No, I really don't recognize that music.
Well, how much am I going to give you here? How much time?
No, I don't know.
Nothing? Well, you got to at least guess something. Guess something where something rolls.
Something where something rolls. Wii Sports.
Wii Sports is the guess where you roll a bowling ball.
Yeah.
You really think this is like Wii Sports music?
No, it's not Wii Sports music, but I had to say something.
You did have to say something. I applaud you for that, but unfortunately that is incorrect. The correct answer, Tony, is Pinball FX2.
Oh, I have played a ton of that.
Yeah, me too.
Where is that music from?
That's just the main title screen music when you're picking a table.
Maybe I just don't ever pay attention to that.
You're not in it a lot. The majority of anyone's time really in that game is spent on tables, which all have their individual songs, but that is the main menu music, and I recognized it the instant I heard it, but then again, I was also looking at the YouTube video that said, Pinball FX2 main theme! So maybe that has something to do with it.
You might have had a bit of a hint.
Maybe.
Yeah, I have played a ton of Pinball FX on multiple systems. I should have recognized that.
Well, goose egg for you on that one.
Yeah.
Not a good start, but you know what? You turn it around. It's okay.
Well, it could be like last week where I went 0-2 and pulled it out in the third round with just the craziest answer ever.
There's a lot of show to go, so no need to fret. You know.
I do have about three more questions where I can get a point, so.
Alright, well, I guess you missed that one, so.
Alright, well, Shelby, now it's time for you to take a turn trying to figure out some music, and I'm going to play a piece of music for you right now. I want to keep listening to that music.
Right? I was jamming out too. That was great. Oh, man. All right, Tony. You think I don't know Sega Genesis music when I hear it?
I'm pretty sure you probably do know some Sega Genesis music.
I got an ear for these kind of things. And if I'm thinking Sega Genesis music, I'm thinking things that roll. Now, we don't talk about these things beforehand. We just send each other emails with categories, but I think you're trying to swing a... a pinball question by me here. Because when I hear Sega music and I think of rolling in pinball,
sure,
I think of Sonic Spinball is what I'm thinking. So how about that?
You, sir, are absolutely correct.
Booyah! Man, that's good music. That's Sonic Spinball. People, I don't know, I've heard mixed things about the thing. Some people like it, some people don't like it. I enjoy that game.
I've never actually played that one.
It's fun. I don't know. I got a thing for pinball games that ain't really pinball or just kind of pinball, like Kirby's Pinball Land, Metroid Pinball, Sonic Spinball, Pokemon Pinball, Mario Pinball. Like, I'm just, you know, you take a character and force them into a round shape and roll them around a table. I'm down.
It's fun. And, you know, that I hadn't even, you know, realized that. And we don't talk about this beforehand, but both of us picking a pinball question. So, I mean, it's something that we've done before.
Yeah, there was one time we wrote the same question for each other pretty much, so one of these days it'll happen again, probably.
I'm sure it probably will.
But now, it is time for the listeners' rolling music, and I'm going to play their song for them right now.
Maybe.
So that right there is some rolling music for the listeners. So, you know, keep in mind, things roll.
There are a lot of games where things roll.
Heads will roll. What?
No, we don't want heads to be rolling.
No, 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 not that. No, I was thinking about something else.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to see any heads rolling.
Okay, well, maybe we should just move on.
Round two.
Okay, let's move on to round two, Shelby. And round two this week is all about the bear necessities. I'm not talking about the Jungle Book.
No?
I am talking about video game bears, though.
So is the name of the round Bear Necessities or just Bears?
The Bear Necessities.
Okay, I like that way better than just Bears.
Yeah, me too. I mean, maybe there's a Jungle Book question in here. I don't know. I can't give away the answers yet, but we'll find out. So, Shelby, your question for the Bear Necessities is this.
All right, here we go.
This 1988 arcade game, which many people consider to be hot garbage, starred a recently deceased Roman centurion that is resurrected by Zeus. The game's name comes from the character's ability to turn into creatures like a werewolf or a bear.
Huh?
I had no idea when I made this question there was actually a story to this game.
All right, so 1988.
1988 arcade game.
Arcade game where the main character can turn into a bear and a wolf?
Or a werewolf.
A bear or a werewolf. Not a werebear?
No, not a werebear.
That'd be a thing.
That's totally a thing.
Okay, well, great. 1988, okay, can you read it for me? There's a lot to that question there. I want to make sure I get it. I'll read it for me again, please.
This 1988 arcade game, which many people consider to be hot garbage, starred a recently deceased Roman centurion that is resurrected by Zeus. The game's name comes from the character's ability to turn into creatures like a werewolf or a bear.
Werewolf or a bear. Huh. Oh, silly rabbit. Golden
Tricks
axe.
Are for kids. What was that?
I said Golden Axe.
No.
No? Wait, is that not the name of that game?
No, that's not Golden Axe. Golden Axe is one where you get to be the dwarf or the Valkyrie or the other guy.
Okay, what's the game where it's... Okay, well, I've already missed it because I said the wrong game, but I always get the title of these two confused. So it's not Golden Axe, so it's...
Altered Beast.
It's Altered Beast, yeah, Rise from Your Grave. I don't know why I always get those two game titles confused.
They are very different games.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I always get those confused. I always do, though. And Altered now it costs me.
I played a lot of Altered Beast when I was a kid.
I didn't but really. I've played it for that go-round, and that's kind of all I've ever played, honestly.
You know, when your arcade only has, you know, like, the original Street Fighter, not Street Fighter 2, the original Street Fighter, Altered Beast, and Pole Position, you don't have a lot to choose from.
Well, you at least had an arcade.
Well, I guess that's true.
I didn't have one. Yeah, it really ticks me off. I always get the name of those games confused. Like, that, Golden Axe, Gauntlet, and Altered Beast. I don't know why I always get those three confused.
Golden Axe and Gauntlet, I could sort of
those
see.
Those
kind of
see, right? Altered Beast makes no sense, but I don't know why. I just, maybe the same era of game. I don't know. I always get those mixed up. Huh. One of those things, dude.
All right, that happens.
That was not good for me. I didn't even knew that when I got it wrong. That's all right, though. It gives you the opportunity. Speaking of opportunity, Tony,
opportunity
knocks right here with me and you saying the same thing. Zod the Bear is my favorite character to play in this strategy RPG by LucasArts. For the name of the game.
Zod the Bear, strategy RPG by LucasArts.
He is a bear.
I am going to say, I think I know this one. I'm gonna say.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Now, don't don't say the wrong game name like I just did. That's kind of embarrassing.
I'm gonna say Gladius.
You're gonna say Gladius. Well, unfortunately, the name of the game is Gladius. Maybe, I don't know. Gladius. Whatever. I'll count it. Close enough. We don't know what the name of the game is, but you got it right.
Ah, Gladius. Okay. I think it's Gladius.
The sword is called a glade, so I don't know. Whatever, but you got it right, so that's all that matters.
All right, I'm 1-for-2 this week.
You got it. We're tied at the moment, so...
Redeemed myself a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, now it's time to move on to the listener, Shelby.
All right, what you
got? Here's their question in Bear Necessities. This man is most famous for his Discovery Channel series, but has also starred in video games of the same name?
Discovery Channel series. I don't really watch a lot of Discovery Channel anymore. I did at one time.
Discovery Channel is one of those that I spend a lot of time on.
So is there a TV show where, like, you know, a bear is just, like, the dude? Like, a real bear?
Like, there's got to be shows about, like, bear trainers or dudes wrestling bears.
No. Not bear trainer, not dudes wrestling bears. I didn't mean just a bear. Like, a bear comes home from working in the woods all day, you know, sits in his recliner, kicks his feet up a little bit, watches a little bear TV, probably National Geographic. I don't know. If a bear watched TV, do you think he would watch a nature show, or would he watch, like, you know, NASCAR or something?
He'd be watching shows about humans.
I'm going to say, he'd watch something he's not used to. He don't want to look at trees all day when that's his job. That'd be like me going home and watching a TV where somebody's working in an office. Wait.
Or like me going home and watching, you know, doctor shows all day.
Well, good thing I don't watch TV.
All right, there you go.
Unfortunately, I'm not a bear.
And just for clarification, we want the name of the man, not necessarily the name of the show or the games.
Oh, okay.
Round 3.
Here we go. Now, Shelby, it's time to move on to round 3. And you pick the category this week.
This category I call Waggle Time.
Waggle Time.
Because I couldn't think of a better name for it. But these are all games that use Waggle in their control scheme.
How about Get Ready to Waggle?
I don't know. I like Waggle Time better because it makes me think of MC Waggle.
MC Waggle.
MC Hammer. Stop.
I was thinking of the Wiggles.
No. There's like 4 of them. MC Hammer's way better than the Wiggles. Sheesh. All right, Tony. Well, just for that, I'm going to give you a question.
Okay.
In this 2008 release, waggling the Wiimote might execute a powerful attack that could send your enemies flying off the stage. Might.
2008 release. Might.
All about waggling that Wiimote, dude.
Powerful attack, kicking enemies off the stage. The one game that comes to mind like that, and I don't know if this is actually right because I didn't use the Wii Remote to actually play this game. I'm going to say Smash Brothers.
You're going to say Smash Brothers.
I don't remember what year Smash Brothers came out.
You're going to say Smash Brothers.
I'm going to say Smash Brothers Brawl.
Ah, there you go. Because if you'd have said Smash Brothers, you'd have been wrong.
Okay.
Because it is Smash Brothers Brawl.
I guess technically yes, but nobody calls it Smash Brothers Brawl. They call it Smash Brothers or Brawl.
Well, we're looking for the name of the game here, so you just about blew it, Tony.
All right, Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Now you got it now. You're good. You specified, but I had to give you 3 chances because you almost blew that.
Oh, man.
Now that was your easy question this week. That was your softball right there. I felt like I should, you know, I don't want to be mean to you all the time, so I'm glad you knew that.
All right, I'm 2 for 3 this week. I'm feeling good.
You about blew it, dude. You about said Golden Axe to Altered Beast. That would have been embarrassing.
Or that would have been Micah's Donkey Kong 3 incident.
Yeah, nothing quite that bad. I don't know, maybe. I don't know, we'll see.
All right, Shelby, now it's time for your question about Waggle.
All right.
This arcade game had dozens of releases since its beginning in 1998, and has even had some special editions starring characters like Mario and Mickey Mouse. It's also had its own workouts designed around playing it.
How does this have to do with Waggle?
Well, you waggle your body. It's not just...
Okay. I was thinking Waggle isn't like, you know, the control scheme, but I got you. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
You see, sometimes you go a little bit outside the category.
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down, dude. Totally.
All right.
You're looking for the name of the franchise, it sounds like, right?
Yes, the name of the franchise.
All right. Well, I'm going to guess DDR. Dance Revolution.
Absolutely correct, sir.
All right. There we go. That seemed a little too easy. I was nervous on that one. I got to be honest.
Well, everybody gets a softball question.
I guess. So.
And apparently, the Waggle category is the softball category this week.
Apparently, that's all the easy ones. But we'll see if the listeners can get it. Maybe it's not quite so easy for them.
Well, let's find out.
Since the fireflies aren't enough, shaking a controller in this game recharges the battery in your flashlight. A little tricky there. A little tricky. A lot of games have flashlights.
That is true.
I wonder if there's something more to the question than meets the ear. Like a transform ear.
A transform ear.
More than meets the ear.
Are you trying to throw the listeners off?
I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Okay, so there you go, listeners. There's your waggle question. Now it's time, Shelby, to move on to round four.
Round four!
Round four this week is all about second screen gaming. It's been sort of on the rise lately.
It's been a thing. Nintendo kind of set a precedence for having, like, more real estate for pixels. So, you know.
But second screen gaming has also been around before this generation.
It's not new to this generation, but like you said, it seems to be all the rage, one might say.
All right. Well, you get asked the first question, and here is your question in second screen gaming.
All right.
This second screen gaming device would play mini games that were included with the main game and could be connected with similar devices to trade files.
Read that again, please?
This second screen gaming device would play mini games that were included with the main game and could be connected with other similar devices to trade files.
Second screen device.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently has built-in games and can trade games as well?
Yes. It can trade files, like save files and stuff like that as well.
Okay, but you're looking for the name of a device.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. Built-in game and trade save files. I think you... I don't know what you're getting at here. One more time. I don't know why I'm the only one that ever has you ask you to repeat the question. Apparently you listen better than I do.
This second screen gaming device would play mini games that were included with the main game. Like, it could be the game that was on the disc that would also... Not the device itself, but with the main discs that would be sold. And could be connected with other similar devices to trade files.
Because... I'm going to say the 3DS totally meets all the requirements of that question. It has games built in, it can trade with other devices to play other files and stuff like that. But I don't think that's what you're looking for.
No. Think much earlier.
Well, I think I'm totally right, because that's an answer that's right. But that's not the answer you're looking for, I guess. So, I don't know. I have to protest this one, but let me think.
Now, somewhere. I'm not saying two-screen gaming device.
A second screen device.
Yes.
Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, that would eliminate 3DS. Play other game?
You might plug it into something that you're holding.
I don't know really what you're getting at, so PSP. I don't know what you're getting at here.
No, I am looking for the Dreamcast VMU.
Huh. Okay.
So,
not sure how I feel about that question, but we'll go with it.
It might have been worded a little differently.
It's a little ambiguous, but that's all right. We'll go. We'll just go with it there.
You know, when you write hundreds of questions,
it's going to happen from time to time. Don't worry about it. All right, Tony. Let's see. We'll get a little. Hopefully, I'm not as ambiguous here with yours.
Okay.
This book-style action-adventure uses the top screen as a map, the touchscreen for character control, and every other button as block. For the name of a game.
Book-style game. That would make me think DS.
Okay.
Or 3DS.
Okay.
Okay, I'm actually going to have you repeat the question this time. Right. I want to hear the end of the question.
I think you're just doing it to make me feel better, but that's fine. This book-style action-adventure uses the top screen as a map, the touch screen for character control, and every other button is blocked.
Huh.
Or just every button is blocked. Either way. English. So I'm looking for the name of a game here.
Action adventure.
Book style, action adventure. Both of them are hyphenated. They are compound adjectives.
I mean, I love book style games on the DS.
Okay.
That's action adventure too.
I'm not going to proofread my own questions on this show.
Oh, golly.
Thinking about it. What do you think? Give me, think out loud here. We don't want dead air.
I'm trying to think. The one book style game I really played a lot of on the DS was not an action adventure. It was sort of just an interactive storybook. But
okay. The storybook would kind of lend itself to the book style, per se.
Yeah. But that's Hotel Dusk, and I know that's not right.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Hotel Dusk,
you're
because that's
say
the
Hotel
only game
Dusk.
I can think of. But.
Okay, well, you're right that that's wrong.
Yeah, I knew it was.
I'm looking for Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword.
That was a book-style game, wasn't it?
I thought you played that.
I played the demo.
Ah, okay. I knew you played
some. I played a demo.
Yeah, that game looked cool to me, the way that it worked. I just never got around to playing it. Yeah.
That's one of those games that I really wanted to play and never really got around to it. I played a demo of it in a store.
Right.
And that was my main interaction with that game.
All right, so reviewing here, we each got 2 right and 2 wrong. That sound right to you?
That sounds right to me.
So that makes the current score right now 5-6. So I'm still 1 point ahead of you.
Oh, with 1 week to go.
1 week to go. It's coming down to it.
We like to do this, don't we?
Hey, gotta keep it interesting, man.
So, well, all right. Well, we've got 1 question left.
All right.
That is for the listeners, and here is their second screen question. This GameCube title required one player to play as the main character using a GBA, while the other players controlled his enemies using GameCube controllers.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of actions going on there.
We've talked about this game on the podcast.
Have we?
Perplexed. And fairly recently.
Let's see. But we don't want to give too much away, do we?
No, we don't.
All right.
So, listeners, you've gotten your 4 questions this week. You want to send your answers to those 4 questions to podcast@nintendo-oki.com for your chance to win that copy of Pokemon X. You have until 11:59 p.m. Central Time, May 16th. To get us those answers. Shelby, that was a pretty good week.
Yeah, I can say, man, it's getting nerve-wracking over here. I don't know how much more of this I can take.
Well, luckily, we've only got 1 week of questions left to go.
Luckily or unluckily?
Well, luckily for your nerves,
for my
unluckily
blood pressure.
Because...
Yeah, I got you.
This is a pretty fun show to do.
It's a lot of fun.
So, I guess that's going to be it for this week, listeners. Make sure you send us your answers to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. Every correct answer gives you a virtual entry into the hat to win that copy of Pokemon X at the end of the season. Shelby,
yes,
thank
sir.
You for being on this show this week.
Hey, my pleasure to be here. I appreciate you having me on. I was real excited about this. You know, I hope you invite me back sometime.
I'll invite you back next week.
That's amazing.
And having said that, we'll see everybody again in 7 days.